Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and I certainly invite you to visit. We've got a Bible study tonight. If you're looking for something to do here on Good Friday, let me encourage you to come out and visit us for our Bible study tonight. I'm sure we'll be talking about the things that we'll be talking on the radio here this afternoon. I'm going to be talking about what day the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on and why it's important. And we'll be talking about that some more tonight, I'm sure, and looking at some other things. We have people bring their questions. It's an informal Bible study. We've got refreshments, and we just spend a couple hours, 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock, talking about the Word of God, and people have their questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. So let me invite you to visit us. Our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, you can find out more about us if you go online to livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And that'll take you to the page for our radio program, which also links to our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And just wanted to mention that we have just recently moved. So when you listen to the end of the broadcast here, it's still got our old meeting location. We're not there anymore. We are now meeting at 4174 Wheatley Road. That's 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. It's still in Richfield. We're right off from Interstate 77 at the Wheatley Road exit, and also right off from 271 at the Brecksville Road exit. And if you're coming up from the south, or the 77/Wheatley Road exit if you're coming from the north. But we'd love to have you visit us. And just check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. You can link to our page for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church and find out more information about the church, find out more information about us. Also, you can read a variety of articles and things that we have there at livewithpastoral.com. If you like word searches, there's a word search there that you can find. It is based on on Easter in the Bible, and I'm trying to think, you might have to go to our webpage for the church. So just link to the church. If you do that, you'll find the word search. Just remember, livewithpastoral.com. And well, let's go ahead and open our program today with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We think about what Christ accomplished on the cross of Calvary, and we think of the importance of that event, not just the fact that Jesus died on the cross, but also the fact that he was buried, and we know that he was dead. He was in the tomb 3 days and three nights, and then gloriously rose from the dead after that, and the victory over sin and the victory over death that was secured with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ according to the Scriptures. Father, we just pray there's somebody listening to the program today that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that does not know the importance of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ this Easter, that you would impress that upon them through your Spirit, that they might come to a saving knowledge of Christ. Bless the program. Use it for your glory tonight or this afternoon, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, as I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and of course, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and inviting you to come out and visit us tonight at our Bible study at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200, where the Richfield Bible Baptist Church meets in Richfield. And you can also join us on Sunday for Easter Sunday and Sunday night right here on AM 1220 The Word for our Sunday night program, 11 o'clock on Sunday night. And I hope you'll get a chance to tune in for that. But today, what I wanted to go over as we think about this, you know, we have certain holidays, and holiday, in a sense, is a shortened version of the compound word, I guess you could say, holy days. Holy days become shortened to holidays, H-O-L-I as opposed to Y, I guess. And but when you look at it, some of these were because they were remembering holy events. We think of Christmas celebrating the birth of Christ, certainly a holy day. In the Jewish people, of course, they're celebrating Passover. I believe today's when Passover starts at sunset tonight, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And of course, that's a holy day, and it's a celebration of when the death angel passed over the homes with the blood applied to the doorpost there in Egypt when God was bringing judgment upon Egypt and preparing to bring the Jewish people out of slavery and lead them to the promised land. And so they commemorate holy events. And of course, what we are looking at this week, of course, last week was Palm Sunday, commemorating the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem, where he was welcomed and acclaimed as the Messiah. And then, of course, a few days later, only to be crucified. And so we celebrate this coming Sunday, the resurrection of Christ, and that is what we call Easter Sunday. And some people refer to it, a lot of people refer to it as Resurrection Sunday, which is perfectly acceptable. I'll be talking about this some more on Sunday night. I do have a booklet online at livewithpastoral.com discussing the use of the word Easter, and especially why it appears in the King James Bible in Acts chapter 12, verse 4. Where Easter is used as a legitimate word to describe the Christian celebration of the resurrection of Christ. I won't go into all that. It's not translated in any way referencing the feast of Ishtar or Astarte or anything like that. That's a false teaching. Foothold into fundamental Christianity, and a lot of people still believe that very strongly. But there's some good historical evidence and biblical reason for using the word Easter. That's why Wycliffe and Tyndale used it in reference to Passover. In fact, I think both of them called Jesus the Easter Lamb. And so I'm not going to go into all that right now. Otherwise, I'll get into that message here today. But today I want to talk about the importance of what day Jesus Christ was crucified on. And a lot of people are absolutely convinced because the church says today is Good Friday, and so therefore today must be the day that Jesus Christ was crucified. And then, of course, 3 days later, he rose on Sunday morning. And we're going to look at that here a little bit here this afternoon, so we're not going to really take any phone calls today. But I was going to mention, you think about this, I always think of a tremendous passion play that I witnessed way back in probably about the early 1990s. Church put on a great job. They portrayed the crucifixion scene, and then Christ was buried, and then they had the resurrection. Tremendous scene. It was absolutely, you know, exciting to watch. They had the lights down, and then they had a light shining from behind the stone where that was sealing the tomb that they had on the stage, and they were had some like kettle drums rumbling and all to simulate thunder. And then they started blinking some lights to simulate lightning, and they had a fog machine going, and the stone majestically rolls aside, and the only light was this light coming out from the tomb, and Jesus strides majestically out of the tomb backlit, so you basically see his silhouette as he's coming out with the fog swirling around and the thunder rolling, and it was really dramatic, except it's not really biblical. And so we're going to look at that here a little bit here today. Say, what do you mean it's not biblical? You're trying to say he didn't rise from the dead? Absolutely not. Jesus rose from the dead. And if you follow the account in the scriptures, the stone was not rolled away when Jesus was resurrected. The stone was rolled away later when the women came at sunrise on Sunday morning, and they were wondering who was going to roll the stone away. And when they got there, an angel rolled the stone away, and Jesus wasn't there. He didn't come striding majestically out. In fact, the angel said, come see the place where the Lord lay, as in past tense. He had been there. And that was in Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6. It says, "And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." This is what happened when the stone was rolled away. There was no majestic striding out of the tomb with the backlight and the fog machine and all that. He was already gone. The stone was not rolled away to let Jesus out of the tomb. The stone was rolled away to let people into the tomb to see that he was gone. You say, well, how could he go through solid stone? Well, remember later on, he passed through the solid door when the disciples were behind the locked door, fearful that they were going to be arrested next. But so let's take a look at a couple of things. I want to go back to Matthew chapter number 12 here. In Matthew chapter 12, starting verse 38, it says, "Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas," and that's, Jonas is Jonah, remember Jonah in the book of Jonah, "for as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Now, think about this. He gave a specific prophecy here, Jesus did, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. This is a specific prophecy. Jesus said, as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, why is this important? They wanted proof that Jesus was the Messiah, right? They want a sign. And Deuteronomy chapter 18, there's a very important thing to consider. And in fact, I've posted this information online on some social media and things. I had somebody say, it doesn't matter when Jesus was crucified. It doesn't matter the day. All that matters is that he was resurrected. Now, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And if Jesus makes a prophecy, and if it doesn't matter, then why'd he make it? But if prophecy matters, then the day that he was crucified on really does matter, because Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22 says, "When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him." In other words, if Jesus was not in the tomb 3 days and three nights, like he specifically foretold, then according to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22, they were not to listen to anything that Jesus said. And neither should you, neither should I, because Jesus would have been a false prophet. So let me ask you again, does it matter what day Jesus was crucified on? You say, well, obviously it's Friday. You get 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What's the problem? All right, let's work this out. Jesus said that as the Son of Man was 3 days and three nights, or so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So if he was crucified on Friday, let's give him the whole day. That's Friday. That's one day. Then he would have been in the tomb Saturday during the day. That's one day, or 2 days. And then Sunday, if he arose after sunrise, it would have been during the day. And that would be Sunday, or just give him Sunday. That's 3 days, right? 3 days. So far, so good. All right. He'd have been in the tomb Friday night. That's one night. He'd have been in the tomb Saturday night. That's two nights. He would have been, there's no more nights, are there? You cannot get three nights. You can get 3 days, but you can't get three nights. That's the problem. If Jesus was crucified on Friday, then he could not have been in the tomb 3 days and three nights as he specifically prophesied. Now, I'm going to skim through something that I wrote a little bit longer version here, but obviously when you look at some of the other scriptures, let me go over to John chapter 19 here for a moment. In John chapter 19 and verse number 31, this is what we read. It says, "The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, they might be taken away." Say, well, there it is. Clearly, it's the Sabbath. The Sabbath was on Friday night until Saturday morning. So clearly, he was crucified on Saturday because they wanted him off the cross before the Sabbath. But wait a minute. There's more than one Sabbath that week. Notice what John said there. He said it was the day of preparation, and he said that that Sabbath coming up was in high day, distinct from the weekly Sabbath. This is because this was the Sabbath related to Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost. And the day of preparation was the preparation of that lamb that was to be slain for the Passover meal. And that lamb was slain about 3 p.m, about the time that Jesus died on the cross, so that it could be prepared and cooked before the sun went down and the Passover Sabbath began. Not every Sabbath is the weekly Sabbath that starts on Friday. Remember, their day started at sunset as well. That's another key thing. So let's take a look at something here. There's two Sabbaths that week, apparently, and we understand there's a high Sabbath and a weekly Sabbath, and I believe there's a day in between. So let's just run through something here. We had Jesus come in, of course, and let's jump to Tuesday. Jesus has returned to Jerusalem. He speaks in Jerusalem, and he returns to Jerusalem that night to observe an early Passover feast. Now, this would not be the one that was actually on the day, just like some of us may go to some family members perhaps the day before Christmas or the day after Christmas to have a Christmas dinner with somebody. Other family members, or perhaps a day before or a day after or even a week before or a week after other celebrations, holidays or anniversaries or birthdays and different things. And because we can't everybody get together on that particular day, Jesus knew that he was going to die at the time the Passover lambs were being killed, because he was our Passover lamb. And so he is desirous to meet with the disciples and observe a supper with them, an early Passover feast. That's where he instituted the Lord's Supper. And you can read about that in Matthew chapter 26 and Mark chapter 14, Luke chapter 22, John chapter 13. For time's sake, I'm not going to read through all of that. After that supper, we see that Jesus and the disciples left there, and they crossed over to the Mount of Olives, and they went up on the Mount of Olives. Now, this is nighttime when they went up there, and while they were up on the Mount of Olives, Jesus prays in the Garden of Gethsemane there, and this is the time that now, on the first day of unleavened bread, the day of the preparation of the Passover Sabbath. Now, the day of unleavened bread refers to the time encompassing the Passover as well as the Feast of Unleavened Bread and different things. So we have the first day of unleavened bread, the day of the preparation of the Passover, when the Passover lamb is to be killed. Let me go back here to Luke chapter 22 and verse number, chapter 22, the Gospel of Luke, and verse number 7, I believe it is. It says, "Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed." And this is where he sent Peter and John to secure the room, and they have the room all set. And they're observing the thing there. We call it the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper. We commemorate that when we do the Lord's Supper or communion. And it's during that time that he, of course, in verse 19 here, Luke chapter 22, verse 19, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after the supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And he did that to signify what he was shortly going to do. His body would be given up to be crucified. His blood would be shed to pay for our salvation. It was also at the Last Supper where Judas was pointed out as the betrayer. And so Jesus goes into the Garden of Gethsemane following the Lord's Supper in the early hours of the morning. This would be Wednesday morning now, in early Wednesday morning on the day of the preparation. Jesus is betrayed by Judas in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's taken into custody, falsely accused, condemned, beaten, and then led to Calvary. We have all the events that took place, his appearance before Caiaphas, his appearance before Pilate. He's crucified at 9 a.m., the third hour. He dies at 3 p.m., the ninth hour, which is about the time the Passover lambs were being killed, which fulfills Jesus as our Passover lamb. Remember, when he was born, he came into the world. He was laid in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes in Bethlehem. The shepherds, the Levitical shepherds that were near Bethlehem, that were told by the angels the sign would be you'd find him wrapped in swaddling clothes laying in a manger, they were overseeing the birth of lambs that would be certified to be used as Passover lambs. They wrapped them up in a cloth and they laid them in a manger to keep them separate and uninjured when they were born. And that's why that was such an amazing a sign to them. And when they saw Jesus wrapped up the same way they were wrapping up the Passover lambs, because he was to be our Passover. Well, he was taken off the cross. They wanted him off the cross before the Sabbath began. This would be the Passover Sabbath. And he was laid into Joseph of Arimathea's tomb, a rich man's tomb, in fulfillment of Scripture. And of course, the Jewish Passover began at sunset that night, on Wednesday night. So Jesus is going to be in the tomb Wednesday night, all day Thursday night, all day Friday night, all day Saturday, and that gives us 3 days and three nights. Let me go through some more of this again. The Passover Sabbath ended Thursday at sunset. We begin another day of the week, and Jesus has now been in the tomb Thursday night, one night and one day. Friday during the day, this is the day after the Passover Sabbath, and before sunset, when the weekly Sabbath starts, that's when the women went to buy spices and things and ointments to anoint the body of Jesus, but they were not able to go back to the tomb until after the weekly Sabbath. And the regular weekly Sabbath would begin at sunset on Friday. Jesus has now been in the tomb 2 nights and 2 days. The weekly Sabbath then runs Friday at sunset until Saturday at sunset, which Jesus in the tomb 3 days and three nights, which means the resurrection would have taken place probably around sunset, or just after sunset, the start of the first day of the week. Remember, the Jewish days were counted from sunset to sunset, not midnight to midnight. And so Jesus would have been resurrected, I believe, shortly after sunset. There were some interesting things that occurred at that time. Matthew chapter 28, I believe it is, makes a interesting reference about how Old Testament saints were observed walking around, or Matthew chapter 27, I'm sorry, and it says this right here in verse 52, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. And this also we see happening. And Saturday night, Sunday morning, and as the sun begins to come up on Sunday morning, the women go to the tomb. It's still the first day of the week, wondering who's going to roll the stone away. And that's when the angel rolls the stone away and says, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. And then they invite them, come see the place where the Lord lay. This is important, because if Jesus Christ was not in the tomb 3 days and three nights, he'd be a false prophet. He could not be our Lord and Savior. But Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights, according to the Scripture, crucified Wednesday afternoon, rose after sunset on Saturday, which would have been the first day of the week. in accordance with the Scriptures. Encourage you to check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. You can read it. Join us for Easter if you don't have a place to go. Thanks for listening today. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.